I'm Jen, and I am a compulsive overeater with a history of anorexia and bulimia. And I had the Roux-en-Y surgery on July 2nd, 2021. So it's been a little over a year. The reason I identify as a compulsive overeater with a history of anorexia and bulimia is because that's part of my story. You know, I started out with my eating disorder with practicing anorexia and bulimia when I was 14. And, you know, and I struggled with it actively for some years. And then it kind of morphed into just compulsive eating, just straight binging. And what I've noticed in my recovery, I've gone back into like, fall back into like old anorexic behaviors, bulimic behaviors. And I've been struggling with that. So I identify myself as that way because I need to keep it in my mind that those things are an issue for me and I need to keep myself honest. And so that's why I say that. Basically, I started out as a child overeating. You know, my dad would make breakfast for us in the mornings on the weekends, and I would eat certain breakfast food that people eat at breakfast. And I would eat like 15 or 16 of these items at one time. And it was considered normal and it was accepted. And my family used to say that I was a human garbage disposal and that I had a hollow leg. And, you know, I wasn't an overweight child. I wasn't really skinny either. I was just kind of a good size, I think. But I always felt out of proportion. Like I always felt wrong in my body. And when I was in third grade, I decided my butt was too big and I started wearing baggy clothes and trying to cover my butt. And that's where the body stuff started. But by the time I got to 14, I figured out that what I put in my mouth had something to do with how my body looked. And, you know, I wasn't overweight when I started my eating disorder. I was about 136 pounds. And I'm like 5'5", 5'6". And, you know, and I started engaging in anorexia and bulimia, and I did lose a lot of weight. At my lowest point, I was 92 pounds. I struggled with that, with the starving and the purging and stuff and the binging. And, up until I was binging and purging up until I was about 19. And then when I was 19, two things happened. I got put on a medication that was a side effect of weight gain. And I stopped purging and I just binged. And, that's when the weight gain started. And, but like I said, growing up, I was always very underweight, but I thought I was obese. Like when I looked in the mirror at 92 pounds, I saw obesity. My body image was totally distorted. And, I just want to say real quick that ages 12 and 14, I experienced a lot of, sexual trauma. And this trauma has everything to do with my eating disorder. A lot of my trauma had to do with my mouth. And the act of purging was a way to try to get that out of my mouth, so to speak. And it was just like in working on my trauma now, I can sort of see how it was directly related to the development of my eating disorder and perpetuates it. And so I just wanted to share that. So I went to AA when I was 13 and I was introduced to the 12 steps. And soon after that, I, you know, became anorexic and bulimic and I was sent to OA at 14. And I wasn't ready. I had some friends in AA that went to OA and I went with them, but I wasn't ready. I was in my disease. And but I knew OA existed. And so basically at 14, I ran away from home and I was lived on the streets for a little while, you know, and practiced my other addiction. And then I was placed into, and I also had untreated mental illness. I've been diagnosed with schizoaffective disorder, anxiety disorder, and PTSD. But I went I was placed in the hospital, the psychiatric hospital, and then I went to placement, which is like residential treatment. And I continued my bulimia there. When I was 19, I got sober for the last time. And I started going to OA again. And what I would do is I would, on my way to the meeting, I would ride my bike to the meeting and I would stop at all the fast food places on the way to the meeting and binge and purge and then go to the meeting. Like I said, they put me on a medication when I was 19 that made me gain weight. And I would become obese and I would stay obese for the next 25 years. I went to CEA Howe at one point and lost 100 pounds. I maintained that 100-pound weight loss for about a year, and then I relapsed, and I gained back 170 pounds in, like, 6 months. So for the next 13 to 15 years, I just binged, and my top weight was 325 pounds. I tried to go back to OA before the pandemic, but I couldn't find any meetings in East Los Angeles that I could get to. I don't have a car. And I was trying to go to meetings in Pasadena on the bus, and it was just way too much for me. That didn't last long. Then the pandemic started. And I had a friend of mine tell me, why don't you go to a meeting on Zoom? And I was like, oh, I don't know how to do Zoom. And he's like, well, I'll show you. And so he set me up with a meeting in New York. And I went to my first OA meeting in a long time. And that was about a year and a half ago. And I, maybe a little less. And I started going to meetings, but I was binging. I couldn't stay abstinent. And during this time, I had decided to get the surgery and I had started the process. Basically, I had uncontrolled diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, tachycardia, incontinence, acid reflux. And like I said, I weighed 325 pounds. So it was medically necessary for me to get the surgery. And so I made the decision. I got the surgery on July 2nd, 2021. It was a tool that I gained, you know, didn't fix my head. And I knew that going in. That's why I started going to OA before the surgery and after the surgery and still to this day. And I probably will go to OA for the rest of my life, you know, and I'm happy to do so. But yeah, what the surgery did for me, it was a break in the binging. What happened is when I went in, I couldn't stop binging. I had lost some weight. I'd lost about 30 to 40 pounds, 30 to 45 pounds prior to the surgery because I started walking. And I was trying to eat better, but I was still binging. And the surgery, they put me on the liquid diet. And that was my abstinence before the surgery, was the liquid diet. And I have remained not abstinent, but I have remained binge free since I got put on the liquid diet. I have not binged since, which is a miracle because I could not stop binging. Like I said, it gave me a break in the binging and broke the cycle. And I was able to pick up OA from that point. And so I started working the OA program. You know, around the start of my surgery, and I got a sponsor. I started working the steps. I got about 9 months of abstinence after the surgery. And then I had a moment, I had a day where I engaged in compulsive eating behaviors and I knew I was doing it. And I'm like, I'm going to eat because I am stressed out. And so I felt like I needed to start my abstinence over again. So I have about 100 something days now, a little over 90 days. And thank you. And, you know, it's not a perfect abstinence, but I do the best I can on a daily basis. And like I always say, I don't want to beat myself up, but I want to hold myself accountable for my behaviors. And, so my abstinence is, no binging, 3 meals a day, 2 snacks, no red light foods. And, but it's in flux, you know, abstinence definition, you know, it changes over, it has changed over this time, and it probably will change continually to change. Basically, I have a food plan, and my food plan has been approved by it's a food plan I got from a surgeon, and I work with a dietitian, and she's approved it. And I have to trust in my food plan because in my mind, I'm eating too much food, you know, and I'm going to break my pouch and I'm going to gain the weight back. And, you know, all those disease thoughts are in the head. And, you know,
10 minutes.
Thank you. And, yeah, so I have to, just trust in my food plan and turn my food over to my higher power because, you know, in my mind, like I said, I'm eating too much, you know, and that's the old anorexic and bulimic thinking, you know, I'm not exercising enough. I need to do 2 hours of walking a day. I need to do 7 days of strength training. I need to do, you know, it's like, no, you know, I walk for an hour every day. I do my strength training 5 days a week. And then I'm going to start doing yoga on the other 2 days. That's what I do. And, you know, and to go over that would be too much, you know, and, cause I do have a history of compulsive exercising. So exercise bulimia. So, yeah, I try to, you know, keep a balance and exercise in moderation. Basically, you know, I've shared my story, but this meeting is a spiritual program. It's a spiritual solution. And, you know, I do have a higher power. I have a relationship with that higher power. You know, I was raised in a religious family. I was a religious child. I fell away from God in my addictions. But then when I was introduced to AA, they said higher power. And I was like, oh, I could do higher power. You know, that started my spiritual journey. And, I do not have a perfect conscious contact with my higher power. Sometimes prayer is the last thing I go to instead of what should be the first thing I go to. When I turn over my life and my will over to my care of my higher power, I take it back. You know, I mean, I do not do this thing perfectly by any means, but, it's a day by day thing. And I just try to, you know, be in conscious contact with my higher power as best as I can each day. And, like I said, not beat myself up. It's in flux. I'm in process, you know, of working this program. Like I said, I'm on step four. I've done the step four in the AA big book with the columns and everything. But this time for my OA fourth step, I'm doing, the workbook and I find it helpful. I find it very thorough and, so yeah, I'm appreciating that a lot. And I know, you know, I still struggle with the obsession about the weight. I'm really afraid of gaining my weight back. I've lost, for my top weight, I've lost 165 pounds. And the weight I'm at right now, the surgeon says I need to lose about 15 to 20 more pounds. My body is, the weight loss has slowed down quite a bit. I don't know if I can get 240 pounds, you know? And I've been, struggling with the scale a little bit. You know, I still have the disease, you know, I still have those thoughts about, you know, the weight and all that. My point in bringing up the weight is just that, you know, I need to try and turn that over to my higher power. Because I can still get into the obsession about, you know, it's not enough. It's not enough. It's never enough. You know, the diet mentality. You know, somebody said their goal weight should be zero because it's never enough, you know. And I find that when I see myself in the mirror, I know I'm smaller, obviously, than when I was 325 pounds. But I still see fat. And, you know, there's certain areas of my body that have loose skin and, you know, are not very attractive. And, that I'm self-conscious about that as well. But like I said, I need to take all that body image stuff and all the things about the scale and all that stuff and just turn it over. And if I have to do it every day, if I have to do it multiple times a day, you know, I just need to keep turning it over because that's the only way I'm going to get any, relief. So yeah. basically, like I keep saying, I'm a work in progress as far as my spiritual condition goes. But I know the solution is in the 12 steps and it's in the spiritual practice of the program. And just for newcomers, you know, that spiritual practice, you know, it doesn't have to be a religion or a religious God, you know, it's just a power greater than yourself. It could be the group. It could be nature. It could be the ocean. It could be, you know, for me, I just envision like this entity that's like above me somewhere watching over me. And, you know, that's good enough for me. And, that's what I pray to, you know, and, yeah, it just, the spiritual, I can't emphasize that enough, the spiritual connection, you know? So I know it's a little early, but I think that's about all I have to say. So, I want to thank Janet again for asking me to speak, and thank you everybody for letting me share my story with you. It means a lot. And, I just will say real quick, I want to say thank you to the bariatric meetings because, you know, I've been coming since before my surgery, and, the support has been amazing. You know, I came in after my surgery and I had some complications with my gastrointestinal system, and I was sharing about my BMs every day or the lack of them. Everybody was like really supportive and listened to me talk about, you know, my bodily functions for, you know, like a couple months. And, you know, that was just, it was just so great to be able to come to the meeting and just share where I was at. And, you know, the support was tremendous. And so I love these bariatric meetings. And it was a special honor to share my story in this meeting. So now I'm done. Thank you so much.